Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Power Is Now. My name is Eric Frazier. Thank you for joining us today for the Power Lunch. I have a special guest with us today. Her name is Shalonda Pilgrim, and she is our brand new director of escrow services. But before we get into those details, and I'm very happy to share them with you today, let me just share a little bit of information about the Power Is Now for those of you who may be joining us for the first time. My name is Eric Frazier. I'm the president and CEO of the Power Is Now, and my license number as a real estate broker, because the Power Is Now is a real estate services company, is 01143484. That's my California broker's license number, 01143484. The Power Is Now is also a mortgage company. The Power Is Now Mortgage Division, our mortgage services, and I am the broker for the mortgage division as well. And my license number is 461807, 461807. So the Power Is Now is a real estate company, a mortgage company, and a media company. And so please go to thepowersnow.com and you can check out our magazine, our radio show, and the live events we do on the Power Is Now TV and right here on Facebook Live and on Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to The Power Is Now. We certainly hope you'll continue to connect with us during 12 o'clock or 12:30 and so, about 12:30, 12:30-ish, we might say, we have our Power Lunch. And that's when we talk about industry-related things and what's happening here at The Power Is Now. Every week, we try to make it at 12:30-ish, to talk about real estate practice. We invite coaches to come on. We talk to leaders in the industry, successful real estate brokers and agents who are doing it at a very, very high level. We're also going to be talking about asset management and REO. We'll be inviting management companies, from HUD management companies to also asset management companies, about the opportunity to purchase and or sell REO. And the market is changing. Things are changing rapidly. A lot of things are happening. 2018 is going to be a fantastic year. And I believe there's just a lot of opportunity for everyone to be successful, make money, to achieve their goals as real estate professionals. One of the things we intend to do here at The Power Is Now is to expand. We are hiring real estate agents. We're looking for agents who are particularly interested in working with buyers as well as listings. You know, everybody wants to be a listing agent. And as you know, if you've been in the game any period of time, you know that commissions being paid to listing agents continues to decrease because of the advent of technology. And of course, DIY movement is alive and well in real estate. People are trying to sell their homes on their own. And so who really brings the value to the transaction? I believe the buyer's agent does, because they're bringing the money. And you can have a listing all day long, but if it never sells, it doesn't help anyone. We need buyers. And every Tuesday night, we are conducting buyers seminars, first-time home buyer seminars, investment seminars, every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And we'll be doing it tonight at 7. I'll give you more details about that in just a few minutes. So we are growing. We are recruiting real estate agents, and we are expanding. Just recently, we had an opportunity to enter into an agreement with Shalonda Pilgrims. And she is now our director of escrow services or escrow operations for The Power Is Now. And I'm going to bring her on now. Welcome, Shalonda, to The Power Is Now.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you very much.
I am very happy to have met you. I owe Christina Kimball, our relationships manager, credit for introducing you to The Power Is Now. And it's just funny how things work out, you know?
Correct.
We closed a transaction together, and here we are now working together. And who would have thought, you know, this would be even possible given your experience? And so I want to give you an opportunity to share a little bit about your background with our audience. You're not just a specialist, an escrow officer, but you're also a real estate professional as well, a licensed real estate agent.
That is correct, Eric. I'm a licensed real estate agent. My real estate license number is 01994236. I've been in the escrow industry for over 25 years. I have experience in residential, commercial, business escrows. There's not any type of transaction that I have not touched my hands on. I'm also experienced in interstate and out-of-state transactions as well.
Wow. So that's a long time, 25 years.
Yes.
Wow, you don't look that old. I'm sorry.
I started out very young.
When you're about nine, right? You started when you're 9 or 10. Is that right?
Not quite that young, but very young, yes.
Well, again, I'm excited that you're on the team, folks. The Powers Now has an escrow division, and this is a non-independent escrow. Can you explain what that means? That's a certain term for escrows that are within a real estate operation, right?
That is correct. There's actually three governing agencies that actually control escrow companies. One is under the Department of Insurance. The second would be under the Department of Business Oversight, which is independent escrows. And then you have what's called broker-controlled escrows, which are under the license of a licensed broker with the Department of Real Estate.
So we fall under the Department of Real Estate. We are a license-controlled broker escrow.
Yes.
That's it. And so as a result, we're able to conduct escrows for our clients, whether it be refinances on a mortgage division or purchases in which we are either on the list or buy side for purchase. So let's talk about what is an escrow. For our lay people out there, consumers who may be watching, and for new real estate agents and anyone just getting into the game, let's break it down for them. What exactly is an escrow? What is the role of the escrow officer?
Okay. The escrow itself is a process in which a piece of property goes through to ensure the proper transfer of the property title. How does it work? The contract is signed by agents and also the buyer and seller, which are the key people in the escrow. The contract and the buyer's deposit submitted it to what's called an escrow holder. That's me.
Okay.
To prepare the escrow documents to make sure that we keep in touch with all the up-to-date, all the contingencies, the timelines, such as financing, inspections, loan documents, receiving the balances of funds to close, and keys. But the thing about having an escrow is that we're a neutral third party. We don't have any type of interest in the transaction whatsoever. Our sole duty is to make sure that funds are held, that title does not transfer until all the contingencies are met within the course of the escrow.
So you're really acting as a neutral third party. And is that possible even under a broker-controlled escrow?
Yes, it is. It's very possible. I'm not the agent that is involved in the transaction. My sole purpose is just an escrow holder. That's it. I'm making sure that we're going through my part of the contract, which is the contingency period, you know, making sure, like I said before, the loan documents are signed correctly, that we have identified both the buyer and seller, that title has been searched as well to protect the buyer as well as the seller and the chain of title. To also make sure that the funds are there, you know, and to make sure that we're communicating with the agents as well as the buyer and seller at what's needed on a daily basis to be able to close the escrow on time.
So what are some of the benefits to a brokerage having their own internal escrow? I mean, why should I do this? Because, you know, as you know, my hands are pretty full now, right? So why have an added division for an escrow?
It actually helps with gaining the popularity of the buyer and seller to ensuring to make sure that they understand that their funds are being protected, their documents are being protected, that they not only have a knowledgeable broker that's behind them on the real estate side, but that's also making sure that the transaction is taking place with the integrity, you know, base of the transaction, making sure that nothing changes hands, no agents running away with money, you know, no seller's getting money before he's supposed to get money, and the buyer's doing exactly what they're supposed to. So in broker control, there's a little bit more control as far as, I would say, the integrity of the transaction.
You know, you make a great point. As a broker, whether I'm on the mortgage side or on the real estate side representing the buyer or the seller, I definitely have skin in the game, right? I certainly want that escrow to go smoothly. I certainly don't want any malfeasance taking place with escrow officers or escrow companies or or anything like that happening. So having my own in-house escrow company, I think does add, should add really a degree of confidence, or even more confidence, to all parties involved that have entrusted me with the transaction, whether on the loan or on the sale side.
That is correct. Not only that, so is that as far as your broker license, you know, is concerned, you know, there is a, you know, there is a fiduciary duty, you know, as far as a broker is concerned, you know, to make sure that they're doing, that the escrow company and the agents, you know, are doing exactly what they're supposed to do in the transaction.
Yeah, that's something that it's not really, you know, talked about a lot. We, as brokers, we do have a fiduciary duty to ensure that really we're responsible for everything.
Correct.
and I've just taken that to another level, having an internal escrow.
Right.
Wow. Wow. Well, let's talk about some of the concerns that are not just related to, you know, broker-controlled escrows, but to escrow in general. And one of them is wire fraud, right? Because everything is done by wire today. Can you speak on that issue?
Yes, I can. Wire fraud within the last 3 years have been on the rise, and it's due to the, you know, technology age of computers. I came into escrow at a time where we were typing escrow instructions and we were faxing and mailing. Email wasn't so part of what we were doing, you know, as far as the course of transaction is concerned. But email came along. It made our jobs a little bit easier. We were able to push out more escrows. You know, we were able to get, you know, wires in and out fast. But along with that, you know, that added benefit also comes a danger. And the problem with it is that we want to make sure that we are protecting not only the buyer's deposit, but also the seller's proceeds. And we want to make sure that we're doing it in a way where it's not, you know, being actually, you know, turn around. The problem with wire fraud right now is that it's big. We have people that are hacking, that spend their days all day long hacking into email accounts, into computers that are not protected. And so the way that a consumer can protect themselves is that if you need to send a wire into your escrow company, call them on the phone. I'm on the phone. Ask them to, or either drop by their office and ask them, you know, to give you wire instructions. Be limited in the amount of information that you actually share in an email communication. Don't give account numbers in an email communication. Don't send type attachments. If you're a seller that's actually, you know, wanting to receive wire proceeds, try to limit that information. If you can use a fax machine that is not on any type of internet phone line, I will say that as well. Right. If it's a landline, you know, try to use it, because that actually secures and protects your transaction, where wires are not being sent where they're not supposed to be sent. And actually those right now, because with the internet and the cyber, you know, attacks that are on the rise, you know, internationally, it's not just here, it's everywhere, you know, and you have to protect yourself. You have to be able to make sure that the privacy of your transaction is also protected. And the only way you can do that is communicating with your escrow officer on a daily basis, walking in, talking to your agents. You know, if you can't come in to send in your, to give us your wire instructions, mail them, you know, just securing your email communication as much as possible, and keeping private information, account number, routing numbers to, you know, a zero privacy. That's the way to protect your stuff from wire fraud.
Wow. That's a lot to deal with and to be concerned with. And I've heard some stories of just a lot of money being wired to the wrong account because someone had basically created a clone of someone intended to receive the wire. They then got the money. So we certainly don't intend to have any challenges like that, because we're doing everything in a secure environment. And from, you know, dedicated laptops to secure communication, secure fax, and using a system that is secure for retaining escrow-related information, customer-related information. How do you feel? Well, this is a new venture for you, because you're coming from a DLC or a
Department of Business Oversight Escrow.
That's right. Yeah, so you're making that transition from an escrow company that could basically do anything to just escrow to an independent escrow company within a brokerage that can only do business for the brokerages.
Correct.
How do you feel?
Not really a difference. That you, if I'm gaining, my reputation speaks for itself. And if I'm gaining the confidence of your agents, they're also gaining extra clientele.
Right. That's right. That's right.
And so that's the way that I look at it. It's not, you know, far as quote unquote being broker control, but, you know, to understand that the business might be an asset, but I'm a real asset to the business itself, you know, with the knowledge behind it.
That's right. 25 years is a lot of time. And being able to deal with issues like you just laid out, what the concerns are in regard to wire fraud, these really transcends whether it's an escrow company licensed by the Department of Insurance, Department of Business Oversight, or Department of Real Estate. It is an issue that we all have to manage to, regardless of what division the escrow company falls under.
That is true. We have to, as a community, especially within the real estate realm, however we're licensed, we have to do our due diligence. We have to make sure that our clients, buyers, sellers are protected, you know, and that the deals are actually protected, you know, and that the funds are protected. And it's with the cyber fraud, you know, like I said, it's on the rise. It's not really, you know, type of insurance coverage. Now they're actually offering that type of insurance, but 3-4 years ago, it wasn't a need for it.
Right.
Like, emails are not, you know, secure as you think they are, you know. Like, it's just, you know, being mindful of the information that you're sharing on the internet. You know, our computers are secure, you know, but the internet itself, you know, the information that's passed from computer to computer, it can be recepted and received by other parties, you know, and the part that we as real estate agents really have to be mindful of.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You're listening to The Power Is Now. For more information about the show, go to thepowerisnow.com. Or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. The Power Is Now Radio is proud to have Eric Lawrence Frazier as its host and executive producer. Mr. Frazier has been a lender and a leader in the mortgage industry for over 32 years, and he's had the honor of personally meeting some of the best real estate agents in the country. He is available as a featured speaker on operations management, corporate governance for profit and nonprofit companies, leadership, and personal development. Find Mr. Frazier at thepowerisnow.com under the Services tab and change the way you think and do business forever. Thepowerisnow.com. Because we care. Let me tell you what we've been up to lately here at The Power Is Now. We were thinking that there's just not enough free valuable information we're offering to our listeners. So we racked our brains to find yet another way to deliver precious knowledge in a recurring format. That's why it gives us great pleasure to offer you The Power Is Now blog, covering a wide range of topics from real estate stories to financial information and even community issues. It's our way of saying thank you and giving back to our listeners and fans across America. ThePowerIsNow.com. The future is here. Everyone knows a powerful web presence is a must in this day and age, but some real estate agents just don't have the time to pay that kind of attention to all details. That's why the Power Is Now Technology Partner Program is here. Let us help you with a customized website, website maintenance, and we also take care of web hosting and social media management for you. Sound complicated and expensive? It's affordable and easy because we have the best experts on the job. Go to thepowerisnow.com. Find us under the Services tab and make yourself available to the world starting today. Thepowerisnow.com. The future is here. Welcome back to The Power Is Now and your host, Eric Frazier.
One of the other challenges that we face in whether it be doing a loan or selling real estate are clouds on title. And sometimes the challenges are created by sellers and transferring title, you know, uninsured grantees, things of that nature. Can you speak on those issues?
Yes, I can. Title clouding is a serious problem within our society. And not only I can speak for California real estate, but I can speak to real estate in a general. You want to make sure that you have some type of transaction going on when you're transferring title. You have a lot of older people who might have contractors that might be placing liens against their property that really don't have that education when it's concerned, you know, as far as transferring title the correct way. And if you don't have a transaction involved, you have to make sure that the title company is looking at it as a way, okay, there's no type of elder abuse going on, you know, there's no type of, you know, internal transaction that we don't know about, that it's a clean, you know, transaction. The way for that to happen is to make sure that, you know, that the way that title's listed, you know, if it's a joint tenancy, you know, and then someone dies, that you're following the right documents, you know, the death of joint tenancy, you know, if there's a trust, you know, that's involved, you know, that has title to the property, that you're actually probably recording affidavits of a death of a trustee. You know, if it's an individual, you know, you want to make sure that if it's being willed to a family member or anything of that sort, that the proper way that they're actually, you know, gaining title to a property is correct, that they're not clouding it, that they're not just recording deeds because somebody dies, you know, or that they actually have rights to title of the property. Because what's going to happen is that you could start recording deeds back and forth, you know, not really having knowledge that, you know, the title company, you know, they have a responsibility as well to check the chain of title to make sure that there's no type of fraud or any of that sort. You know, and the way that they handle that is to make sure that, okay, if someone died, you know, that it's been recorded correctly. If there's a change of title, adding or taking off a husband or wife, that is done, you know, the proper way, you know, if someone dies, you know, to make sure that the property does not have to go to probate, you know, because if it's not recorded correctly, it can end up in probate court. And then it can be a problem, you know, that that title ends up going to the state, you know, of California, because it wasn't properly conveyed to the right people, you know, actually had rights to the property itself.
Well, there's a lot to that. And I want to explore it just a little bit further with you, because I'm dealing actually with some of these issues right now. And this is so common where people get a mortgage and they buy a home and they want to transfer title to another family member. They perhaps this family member was involved in the transaction unofficially. And so now they want, you know, they want to be on the home, or they were, maybe it was known and now they want to come off the loan or come off the home. Can you speak to ensuring that this is going to be acceptable? How should someone handle that if they want to add someone to title? How can they do it in a proper way not to cloud the title? And how can they take someone off title in a proper way without clouding the title? The most common document being used is the quitclaim deed, and that seems to do nothing but cloud the title. So can you speak to that issue?
Well, if there is not clouding the title, if there's a transaction is actually going along with removing somebody from title, the part of it becoming a problem is that when there's a quitclaim deed done, you know, and there's no type of transaction, no refinance, no type of purchase going on, you want to make sure that you're also filing a document which is called an uninsured deed affidavit. And the person to speak to about the proper documents to be able to record would be a title rep or a title company. Mm-hmm. You know, escrow holder, we don't really give you that much of a opinion about the transaction, but we can tell you when there's going to be a problem, you know, just by looking at the chain of title, you know, looking at the preliminary title report and seeing that, you know, deeds went back and forth. Okay, we have a problem. You know, there was no transaction involved. Are these people who signed off, are they still alive? You know, if they're dead, we have a problem. If they're still alive and you're able to contact them, then it's a problem that can be corrected. But I would say, you know, before you go to record deeds back and forth, make sure that you have some type of transaction involved. If not, the title company is going to go through back and forth. They're going to make sure if they're insuring a transaction, that there's some type of valid transaction that's going on.
No, yeah, great point. Definitely, it doesn't cost you anything to talk with a title officer and get some direction. And many title officers, if they see that they're really moving into the area of law, then they're going to say, you know, you should probably talk to an attorney. And if you really don't have the money for an attorney, there's a service out there. I have this service. It's called Legal Shield. Now, I don't sell the product. I am a user of the product. And it's very affordable to have. It's like legal insurance. And when you have someone that you want to review a contract or a deed or any legal matter, being able to have access to, you know, a lot of different attorneys who specialize in a particular area of real estate to review your documents, I think is a great service. So I am, again, I'm a user of the product. This is Legal Shield is a multi-level company. I'm not involved in any type of multi-level company from a business standpoint, but I believe it's a value product, a very well run company with a great product and service that people who don't want to spend the money for an attorney to review other documents and to just review what they're trying to accomplish, I highly recommend you look into that program. It's called Legal Shield. Who knows, Shalonda, maybe I will become an agent of Legal Shield. I do everything else, right?
Right.
Well, this has been great. You know, we're going to have you on from time to time just to share with us any updates in regard to escrow, what's going on in the industry. Folks, I can't tell you how excited I am about the opportunity we have now to better support, to further support our clients who are either buying, selling, or obtaining a loan. We want to be able to add another layer of protection and service and guidance. And we've got the right person, 25-year veteran, escrow officer extraordinaire, Shalonda Pilgrims.
Thank you
so much for joining our team. Now, and for those of you who want to reach out to her, you have a question, what have you, especially members of our team, our partners out there, please reach out to her. Shalonda, share your telephone number, your new Powers Now email and telephone number so they can reach you.
Sure. You can reach me at shalonda.pilgrim@thepowersnow.com. My cell phone number is 951-704-2590. My hours are 24/7. You might have a transaction that's broker controlled or DBO controlled. The experience that I have, I don't mind sharing the knowledge. If you have a problem, you're tied up in an escrow where you need someone that's really seasoned. The problem with escrow companies now, and I will say this within my 25 years of experience, is that you might get an escrow officer that has no clue on what they're doing with the transaction. And especially when it comes to a residential or commercial transaction, you want to make sure that you're trying to research as much as possible. And I'm here, just a phone call away, you know, email away.
That's right. You know, that's one of the advantages, folks. Did you hear what she said? 24/7, 7 days a week. That's how I work. That's how I work. So I'm glad to have an escrow officer who works like I work, you know, and going to answer the phone and be available and do whatever we need to do to get this transaction closed and to close on time. So
that's right.
I'm excited. Now, for those of you, if you have any questions, you're live on Facebook with us. Don't hesitate to drop a question in the chat room and we will respond to your question, we promise, before the end of the day. Don't hesitate to reach out to Shalonda if you have any questions, whether it be, you know, non-broker controlled or broker controlled. She's a veteran. She's willing to help. And for those of you who are real estate agents out there and you're looking for a one-stop shop, please reach out to us. The Power Is Now is growing, and we are excited about 2018, doing big things here at The Power Is Now. And just spend 5 minutes on the phone with me, and I'll tell you all about it. Now, speaking of doing big things, Sholanda, I'm going to talk about our events coming up, and then we're going to end the show. So I just want you to just sit there right there with me. I'm going to put it on gallery view so they can see me and you. So because I'm just proud and happy to be associated with you and to have an escrow division now with the Power Is Now. So, folks, one of the things we do to support our community is we work through churches and nonprofit organizations. We put on seminars every single month. You will find me in the house of God somewhere talking about building wealth and owning real estate and just learning what it takes to make that happen, right? And so if you go to thepowersnow.com/events, thepowersnow.com/events, you'll find our schedule. And right now, I'll be in Oakland, California, actually Richmond, California, on January 18th at Fisher Realties. And I tell you, I love me some Joe Fisher and Michelle Dupree. These guys have been such a supporter of the Power Is Now. I think this is number 7 or 8 homebuyer seminar we've done in Richmond at Fisher Realtors. And every time we do it, folks, we pack the house and agents get business, we get loans. It's a wonderful, wonderful relationship, and I appreciate Joe Fisher and Michelle Dupree and the whole team there for having me come out every single, well, really, we do it about every other month now in Richmond. And so that's going to be at Fisher Realtors, I think it's 180 Broadway in Richmond. So if you know someone in Richmond and you would like them to learn about how to buy a home with no money down, or very little money down, or how to create a partnership and buy a home with very little money down, or about VA or the 1% down programs, or if you don't even have income documentation, we have programs like that. You just have money but no income documentation, or you're not showing all your income, which I can understand that, being self-employed, trying to minimize your taxes. We have programs just about for everybody, and that's what we talk about at these seminars. So on the 18th, we're in Richmond. On the 19th, we are at Eastside Church of God in Christ in Stockton, California, another seminar. That's on the 19th. And on the 20th, we're in Oakland at the Church of All Faiths, Church of All Faiths. And these seminars, I believe, are in the, most of them are in the evening from about 7 o'clock. Church of All Faiths is going to be on a Saturday, and that's going to be from 11 to 1 o'clock. Again, the details are on the website. Go to thepowersnow.com/events, and you'll find our seminars there. And then on the 28th, at the end of the month, Orange County Home Buyer Workshop in Yorba Linda, California. We'll be working Black in the OC. This is a social organization of Black real estate, not just Black real estate professionals, but Black professionals in Orange County. And I'm excited about this opportunity. It's being led by Donald Drake, who is a very successful real estate agent out of Berkshire Hathaway and Orange County, and he is the president of Black in the OC, which is a social club and group in Orange County. And so this is our first seminar. I'm excited about it, looking forward to sharing this information. And Donald and I, we're going to take it to another level at this seminar. He's going to actually have 4-unit properties that are available for sale, and we're going to talk specifically about those properties and the various ways you can finance a 4-unit property as a first-time home buyer or as an investor and get an earn to buy. So that's our schedule for the home buyer seminars. Look out for more things happening every Tuesday at 12:30 and about. We are live on Facebook and rebroadcast on Block Talk Radio. Next Tuesday, I'm going to have another special guest. Industry-related stuff is what happens at 12:30. Tonight at 7 o'clock, if you are a buyer's agent, hey, I am doing you and us a great favor. At 7 o'clock, your client just needs to tune in from their home office or wherever they might be and listen to me talk about the FHA 203B program for people with low FICO scores or marginal credit. That's right. I'm talking about 550 FICO scores, Shalanda. Can you imagine? You can buy a house with a 550 FICO score. And only That's pretty amazing, isn't it? And only need 10% down. Most people who have bad credit, and that's really bad credit, they're being told you got to do a hard money loan or a non-hard loan and have a high interest rate, only with a couple years to pay it back, then you have to refinance it. Man, forget all of that. Let me show you how FHA can even help people with really low FICO scores and high debt ratios. The product is available. Not all lenders do it. Only certain lenders out there will even fund loans under FHA guidelines and meet that requirement. Not everybody will do it. In fact, there's hardly a bank that will do it at all.
That's right.
Hardly a bank that will do it all. You have to go into the wholesale broker world. Well, we work with companies who are on Wall Street, who are pulling these loans, selling them, and who are underwriting them to the actual HUD guidelines, not any credit overlays, and making it even more difficult for people to buy. So tonight at 7 o'clock, and we'll be right on time, 7 o'clock to about 7:30-ish. We're going to go for about 30 minutes. Normally we've been doing an hour, and I want to provide more time for Q&A in the chat room. I believe that sometimes too much information is just information overload. You know, at some point, you just got to get me on the phone and we have to have a conversation, right? I mean, I can actually do a 2-hour presentation on this stuff. But at some point, you got to just get on the phone with me and have a conversation about your situation and how we can fit you into one of the many programs that can make homeownership a reality. Well, that's our announcement. Shalon, any final comments for our audience? Welcome again to the team.
Thank you. Like I said, I'm super excited going on. And, you know, when I think about the power, you know, I think about acronyms. I think about phrases, you know, that we start changing our mindset, you know, positioning ourselves to win every race and challenge in life, you know, by educating, empowering, enriching our communities, you know, through awareness, you know, that we don't have to settle, you know, for less. We really don't, you know, and education, enrichment, empowerment, those are the key, you know, points of getting us to the next level where we need to be. And, you know, it's just wonderful. I'm just excited to be a part of something, you know, that's adding, you know, that's actually an asset to our community. An asset to our world.
Awesome. Wow, folks, I got chill bumps coming up my spine right now. Thank you for saying that, Shalon. The Power Is Now is a movement, and we're trying to empower people and to let them know you're right. They do not have to settle. They don't have to settle. You know, you don't have to settle. As a real estate professional, you don't have to settle. You can get the support you need. As a consumer, you do not have to settle to rent. There are resources and there are people like us who are here and ready to help you. We have a whole team of agents. Go to thepowersnow.com, click on the resources on the homepage. You'll see Powers Now Mortgage, Powers Now Real Estate, and the Powers Now Real Estate resources. In fact, in regard to real estate resources, please read The Wealth Gap. Please read the latest report from the Harvard. It's on page 5 is The Wealth Gap. On page 1 is the Harvard report, the Joint Center for Housing Studies by Harvard University. Please read the information. Knowledge is power. Education is power. The power is now.
That's right.
Well, folks, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for tuning in to The Power Is Now. For those of you on Blog Talk Radio, please share the link. Please share this Facebook Live, would you please, with others. And join us tonight at 7 o'clock. We are at our best, and we maximize our success when we act now, folks. Act now. Why? Because the power is now. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Power Is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.